Alaska delegates at the Republican National Convention say their votes for president were miscounted last night due to what they say is a misinterpretation of state rules. And as a matter of principle, the Alaskans got pretty mad. From Cleveland, APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Here's how State Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock reported Alaska's vote on the floor of the convention.
Alaska, we proudly vote exactly the way the people of Alaska voted. 12 votes for Cruz, 11 votes for Trump, 5 votes for Marco Rubio.
And here's how the convention's secretary recorded it.
Alaska, 28 votes Trump.
It was a total surprise to the Alaskans that they'd all be counted as Trump delegates. Even the Trump supporters among them didn't think it was fair. Anchorage delegate Dave Donnelly took to the mic to object from the floor. Here's a very hoarse Donnelly explaining why it got so heated.
We represent the tens of thousands of Alaskans that voted in our preferential primary. Our duty is that their votes are honored and their votes are recorded. And they refused to allow us to do that.
Proceedings were halted for 20 minutes. Convention functionaries were dispatched to poll the Alaskans individually. But the RNC is still recording all 28 Alaska delegates for Trump. It's a dispute that turns on the interpretation of state party rules. Those rules say if candidates drop out before the national convention, their delegates go to the remaining candidate. But Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio only suspended their campaigns. The RNC at the convention is saying suspend is the same thing as drop out. While Donnelly was lodging his complaint on the floor, Babcock went backstage and protested to a lawyer for the Republican National Committee, to no avail. The state party chairman says the RNC sprung it on them out of the blue.
It is very disappointing that there wasn't a communication. I know they're very busy. They have a lot going on. But Alaskans came a long way to play our part in this great convention and to have our votes unilaterally reorganized was not appropriate.
Babcock says this was about respecting Alaska's rules and votes, not an effort to deny Donald Trump the nomination. Trump won the nomination with hundreds of delegates to spare. Reporting from Cleveland, I'm Liz Ruskin.